Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness, and yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another special Podapalooza episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake-Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, and I am here with George Haymaker. Welcome to the show, George.
Thank you, Melissa. So great to be here. Appreciate it.
I'm excited to have you on for this conversation, and I'm just going to introduce you to the audience. George is a former entrepreneur, former alcoholic and pain pill addict, now transformational neuroscience coach and neuroeducator. George combines his personal experience of transformation, his education and training as a neuroscience coach, and compassionate, empathetic, no-nonsense style to help others achieve transformation in their lives using neuroconstructionist approach to change. So let's dive into that story, George. I love the transformation that you've had, but let's go back to the beginning and what led you to where you're at now. And I love that you're helping others on this path.
Well, thank you very much. So it all kind of starts in my childhood. I had a privileged and yet challenging upbringing. And I was fairly uncomfortable in my own skin, self-esteem issues, confidence issues, a lot of anxiety. And that had to related to how I was brought up, a lot of physical discipline in the home, a lot of moving around from city to city due to my dad's career. There was some sexual abuse from some neighborhood boys in one of the locations. There was some addiction in the family. So it was just not a great environment as far as growing up and being comfortable with oneself. When I got to college, I found drugs and alcohol, and that made all my symptoms better. And I have, like I said, we had addiction in the family, so I was a ripe candidate for becoming an addict. And I used drugs and alcohol over the course of the next 30 years to cope with symptoms of high anxiety and, you know, other issues. I became an entrepreneur, so not a great career to have. If you want to avoid stress. So I was stressed out with my career, and I brought a lot of the discomforts from childhood into my adulthood, a lot of anger issues, defensiveness, hypervigilance, aggressiveness, that were kind of behavioral offshoots from just feeling and thinking uncomfortably. So I hit a bottom around the age of 50. I was taking a lot of pain pills and drinking a lot of alcohol at the end, kind of a life death crossroads, and ended up pouring myself into rehab and had a really difficult conversation with myself. You know, was this it? Was this going to be how I went out of the world? Or was I going to try to do something different? And, really took that level of, bottom hitting before I was able to really come to grips with, the idea of change. And so, I fortunately made the decision that I was going to give it everything I had. Went to rehab a couple different times, started a path to recovery, a lot of self-discovery, a lot of research and education that went into what had happened to me, what was going on in my brain that led me to this place. And fortunately, I learned in that process that I could change, that my brain could change, that all change did happen in the brain. So that's what started the process over the next dozen years, bringing me to where I am today. Along the way, I realized that, what I had put in place and what I had learned made such a difference in my own life that I didn't want to keep it to myself. Helping others had become a really important part of my recovery. So I just said, you know, why don't I start to share this story with people and learn how to help them change and achieve the type of transformational change that I was able to achieve. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today.
Well, I love that story, and kudos to you for choosing to stay and choosing the hard road, because let's face it, it is work to heal. And part of the programming, the societal programming, is there should be an easy way, right? Or they want the magic pill. And that's all band-aids. As you said, that's covering up the symptoms. It's not allowing for the healing to happen. And the healing takes work. However, it's effort that is worth it. And it, in the end, it is the easier route.
Yeah, nothing was easy about the way it was ending up for me. And, you know, I liken it to a mouse that's in a maze. And, you know, when you're in addiction, you're turning right, turning left, turning every which way that's open to you, trying to figure out how you can keep going. But at the end, you're at the end. And so it's hard for people that aren't at that end, or that haven't built up the consequences that I had built up, to maybe initiate change before they feel like they have to. But by doing so, you're missing out on all the joy that can come from living the life that you truly feel deep inside you were intended to live.
Exactly.
And that's what I was finally able to tap into, is who did I really envision my ideal self to be? Who would I be proud of?
Right.
And that, even just saying those words right now, fills me with warmth. And basically it's serotonin, which
yes.
is a, you know, which is a transmitter that is a feel-good chemical that's all about our well-being. And that's what I pursue now. I pursue that sense of well-being by being who I know that I want to be, being kind to those around me, being harmonious with the world around me. And that now gives me the pleasure in my life, the meaning and purpose in my life that I
Right.
never had before. And so
Right.
it's that shift that's taking you from the pleasure of the dopamine pleasure of drugs and alcohol
Yeah.
into, you know, a more long lasting, deeper seated joy of being who you were meant to be.
And that comes from that inner fulfillment as a result of understanding all of that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, do you have specific tools that you work with, or do you want to get into a little bit more of the neuroscience of the work that you do to explain to listeners that might be like, maybe George's programs can help me?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you. So the first thing to understand about the brain is that, you know, we develop wiring. Everybody's brain looks different in terms of the organization of the neurons. There's 100 billion of them in the human body and brain, and they get organized and connected to one another based on all the experiences we've had in our lives. So your neural pathways look different than mine, than everybody else's, based on all the experiences we've ever had. So the brain is basically a record or a filing cabinet of all of our experiences. And so if we don't like where we are at this point, it's because we've had experiences that we've repeated over and over again that have become stronger in our brains. These pathways have formed and they become stronger and more ingrained because we've repeated these patterns over and over again. And so the good news is that if we stop doing those things that we're not happy with, then those pathways, which require ongoing repetition to stay alive, can begin to go dormant and become weaker to the point where they can be replaced by other ones, other behaviors and thoughts and feelings. And so that's what I try to do, is just explain the education behind what we're trying to do with change, you know, how the brain does change, how it accepts and processes change, and then begin to lead people down that path. Another key part of it is the nervous system, and having people understand the importance of being able to regulate their own nervous systems, because none of this change happens except for being in parasympathetic rest and relax mode or state. And so things that can put us there are, breathing, meditation, exercise, yoga, things that aren't, we don't use the analytical mind for, or that aren't task oriented. So stress is horrible for change. It's horrible for us in so many ways, but we can't really change in stress mode. That's the sympathetic nervous state. Because the brain is not open to new suggestions. It's totally focused on what has to get done. And so what I try to help people do then is you begin to teach them ways to be able to manage their own systems, put their brain in the best chance of success, eating right, sleeping right, exercising, all those things really help the brain perform better. And then being able to regulate their nervous system so that they can move in and out of these different states on demand, so that if they need to execute a task, they can go do that. But then they know how to get themselves back out of it so they can get back to the business of change.
Beautiful, and I agree with everything that you've shared there. I talk about in our sessions, all learning, all behavior, and all change is unconscious in that order, in that we are actually learning in the unconscious mind versus the school system. You think you're learning in your thinking conscious mind, and you're not, and you have to learn it, and then you have to have the behavior and that repeated behavior, as you mentioned, in order to deepen the neural pathway, in order to create the change that we want.
Yeah, that's why, what you're like everything we learn in a day, a lot of it isn't with our conscious mind. It doesn't enter the subconscious mind because our analytical mind is working. So what happens is it downloads at night when we're asleep. And so when we're asleep, we're no longer in the analytical mind, or our brainwaves slow down. We get into the subconscious mind, and that's when everything that we learned that day processes down into the subconscious mind.
Exactly. And our learning state, as you said, is our parasympathetic nervous system. And in that state, it's biologically impossible for us to actually experience a negative emotion. And though we can live our life in that state, and that's how we're supposed to live our life. However, the world has us so stressed out and so much in a do, 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 go, 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 suck it up and keep going. Again, programming by society. That we're not spending enough time in that state.
Yeah. I can feel your great calm energy. You must be in that state a lot.
I'm very fortunate to get to be in that state. I also live in nature and I make the most of that. And because I know the value of it, I know what happens when we step into the frequency of nature, which is the same frequency as our alpha brain waves. Which is when we're getting into that relaxation state and we're out of the beta brain waves going like this in our thinking mind all day, right?
Right.
And I live what I teach because I love how I feel in this place.
So that reward that you're describing is what we try to tap into. It's that essence, that better self, that higher meaning. However the client wants to describe it for themselves, it's that place of true happiness and joy. It's not these spikes of dopamine. It's not seeking extrinsic pleasure. It's seeking deeper meaning, more joy, more law. I mean, the length that of time that serotonin will last in your system is much longer than dopamine.
Right. And another piece to that, just on the health side of the work that I do, is a lot of people aren't producing enough serotonin simply because of gut health issues.
Right.
Because 90% of it is made in the gut, and we have the gut-brain connection.
Right.
And then they go to the doctor and they get put on a chemical drug, an SSRI, to help the body make it, as opposed to let's look at what's going wrong in your gut right now. What are, is it yeast overgrowth, bacterial overgrowth, which stress causes? Let's face it, stress upsets the delicate balance of our gut. Let's look at the stress in your life, et cetera, to heal all of that so the body can get back to making that serotonin, which, as you said, allow us to live in that place of happiness and joy and calm and be. We forget to be. We're human beings, not human doings, except that we are often doing and we forget to be.
Right. And be happy with being, right? I mean, I used to feed off stress and activity and dopamine rushes and thinking that it was all I knew. And now the thing I love more than anything is just joy and calm and serenity and peace. It's like I just wouldn't have it any other way. It is so much, and so that's what. If we can get a person to visualize that and stay connected to it in the parasympathetic mode, and then begin to shift towards it, and even as they begin to experience little bits of it, that's the reward of it that will facilitate and reinforce the direction that we're going. Because like you're saying, it is a little bit of a it's a journey. It's hard at the beginning because we have to consciously think through some of this stuff, but then the reward starts to kick in and reinforces why we're doing what we're doing. And before you know it, you're 2, 3 months in and the shift is taking place, and then it begins to build its own momentum.
Exactly. And that's when it becomes easy because it's building its own momentum. And
It becomes lifestyle, goes into the subconscious, becomes autonomic, and before you know it, you're just looking back at that old person of yourself saying, "I don't know where you went, but I'm glad you're gone." There
or wow, look how far I've come. I'm
you
so glad I'm here.
go. And then you just file that person up on your bookcase as a chapter in your life.
Exactly. And you get to look back at that and learn from it and know why you're where you're at now and recognize the effort that went into it and recognize that you're in a better place and be able to share that story with someone else. Because if
Exactly.
you hadn't gone through that, you wouldn't be able to share it with someone else. Even if you had the academic learning of what you know was your healing journey, if you don't go through it, it doesn't have the same power. It
It
doesn't have
doesn't.
the same message for the next person. And let's face it, there's plenty of people out there in the world today that are relying on addictions to numb their pain. And for them to know that they don't have to rely on addictions to numb their pain, they can actually heal from that pain, rewiring their brain.
Yeah, I remember sitting in some early AA meetings and hearing these speakers come in, people that have been, sober for years and years, and they just had these big smiles on their faces, and they just had the same energy like you do. And I just was looking at them. They look like aliens. Like, damn, what it would be to be like that. And you don't know that it's in touch for you. It's there for you.
Right.
And yet it is. And that's the thing I just try to get across to people is that it is possible, and it's not some voodoo stuff. There's actually science behind it. It's in the brain. And again, your brain is wired the way it is today because of how you've experienced life so far. But if you start experiencing life differently starting today, it'll begin to rewire itself and build a new foundation for the future.
And that is the beautiful neuroplasticity of our brain.
Yeah.
And you can now be that person to other people in AA meetings where they look at you and go, wow, can I get there? And you're a shining example of, yes, you can.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, George, for coming on the show and having this conversation. I mean, we're only scratching the surface of what we know about our brain, and still, there's so many tools with. That we can work with in order to rewire our brain and shift the reality that you're living if you don't like the reality that you're living right now.
Yep.
So I love to ask every single guest, what does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
Well, it means, don't wait for the, to me, it means don't make wait for the consequences to be so bad before you decide you're going to make change. Because if you are addicted to something, it's progressive and it can get worse and worse. I waited until the very last seeming moment before I made change, and it just gets super painful. And so it's going to end up there anyway, so why not stop sooner and make the change sooner, because your life will start being better sooner.
Love that. Save time, right?
Yeah. Don't wait till you're 50 like I did.
Beautiful. If somebody wants to work with you, George, how can they get hold of you?
Website is georgehaymaker.com, Haymaker, like it sounds. And there's a link on there for discovery call. It's a free call for 30 minutes, and we can talk about what's going on in your life, and how I might be of service to you, and determine that, if we're a good fit.
Beautiful. And as we wrap this episode, any last words of wisdom that you would like to share?
I just encourage people to seek help. Great thing about neuroscience coaching is that, we're your partner in this journey. Like, it's a fully supportive, safe, confidential environment. It's all about your interests, what you want to see out of your life. It's gentle, it's kind, and it's rewarding, and it's fun. And so, it's there for you if you just, want to grab it.
Beautiful. Thank you for extending that invitation and for the free discovery call. And
You
thank
bet.
you to my audience for tuning in to another special Potapalooza episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I commend you for your interest in your health and tuning into these episodes so that you can learn the nuggets that will shift you on your health journey, on your mindset journey, wherever you're at in life. And thanks again for being here, George.
My pleasure.
Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.